Hi everyone, I hope you all had a good weekend. So this weekend I watched The Minimalists, which I would recommend any Netflix subscriber to watch. And basically The Minimalist is following two people who have a minimal lifestyle. And probably a lot of people would assume that The Minimalists are some kind of radical thinkers who are almost preaching a monk-style lifestyle. Actually, that's not the case. They're not radical, they are not ultra anti-materialistic. They all have, for example, Apple laptops. All they're doing is they've got off the corporate rat race and they're trying to seek some kind of balance in their life. So, for example, the gentleman who has blonde hair that you can see on the picture, sorry, I forgot both of their names, but he had a think after his mum died. And all he could think about was IKEA and doing things that he thought he had to do. He had a rethink. But what I found particularly interesting, because I've seen people like this in real life as well, is the gentleman with long hair. He used to work in investment banking. He chose accountancy and finance at university just because of how much it could potentially pay. And I saw many people like that at Manchester Business School. But then he made junior partner at his investment banking firm, and he was going to earn a hell of a lot of money. So you would think that after trying for 10 or 20 years to reach to this level, he would open up the champagne, he would celebrate, and so on. But no, he went back to his office and he cried like a baby. And why did he cry like a baby? Because he realized he was almost a prisoner. He was a prisoner of his own circumstances. It's very hard to walk away from that amount of money. And secondly, he probably wouldn't actually save and invest that much money anyway, because he would be stressed because of the 80, 90, 100 hour a week work weeks. And he also probably had this keeping up with the Joneses attitude. Well, he certainly says he did, and that's hard to get out of that habit. So ironically, he wouldn't even probably be able to say retire at 45 or something, because ultimately he's just spending too much money. So he had a rethink and he thought, well, hold on, if I have a better lifestyle, isn't that possible if I just watch my spending habits? Isn't that possible to have a better life? And what's so interesting about that is I've met countless lawyers, Wall Street lawyers and investment bankers. And the ironic thing about investment bankers is you would think they'd be very wealthy, right? Because they themselves sometimes have read the evidence on wealth and investments. And also they are advising ultra high net wealth individuals. But an incredibly high number of them are in debt or not making much money, and ultimately they're stressed, but they're on this whole rat race. So the interesting thing he's pointing out is this: if you're getting work satisfaction from something like banking or law, well, hell, it doesn't really matter about how much money you're paid anyway. Carry on. And let's face it, in that case, you wouldn't be stressed, you wouldn't be overspending. Yes, you'd be working a lot, but if you love your job, then why would you stop? But the point is, there's so many people out there who are engaging in a false economy. They're getting jobs which are very well paid, but because they're stressed and because they're incredibly, keeping up with the Joneses, despite the fact that they should realize probably by age 30 that people don't care that much anyway, they're actually not investing or spending that much. So what I would say as well is, and it is true to say that minimalism taken to the extreme is probably not a good thing, but half the things we have in our house we don't actually need anyway. We don't need all this big space. I mean, heat maps of American homes and the UK big homes have shown we don't even use half the space. We don't even use half of the things we buy for our house. So I would recommend anyone listening to this to watch Minimalist documentary. It's highly recommended. And also I would say, for anyone who has any questions about this podcast, let me know and I'll get back to you.